You have been thinking a lot within your time created illusion. You have been thinking. What is thinking? Well, thinking is ego. It is mind. It is computer controlled. It is AI. It is orientated around, mind around data. And it is not what you are. You do not comprehend the power that ego plays in your illusion. You cannot. Whilst it is a part of your creation, it is not you. It is not self. Self is eternal. Self is source. Stories are created by ego. Names, words, life stories, lives, many of them, within a single moment created by ego. From the mind to the next position, which is the imagination. From the mind to the imagination is the process of thought. And where to from the imagination? Well, this is choice to self. From the mind to the imagination to consciousness is the journey of awareness, of understanding self, of understanding what you are. And you communicate with your thought process this way. Hurdles. These are hurdles that you have created to allow you to step beyond, to understand what it is you are. And of course, you make it complicated with this process. You attempt to use a linear thought process to understand consciousness, whilst not impossible, difficult, a difficult process. And what is the purpose of this journey? Well, simply put, the purpose is to experience what it is you are. And this is what you are doing until you don't. And it all sounds very simple in here. And of course, the questions you will ask are coming from your linear thought process, from your mind, from your ego. It is for you to decipher what you know, what you know to be correct within yourself. And you do this through feeling. The entrapment within your time-created illusion is the fallacy that your mind and your ego is correct, that your scientists are correct, that your processes are correct. That is duality. And duality is a contradiction. Positive, negative, good, bad. Yes, it exists. But it exists for a reason. And that reason is to propel you, to force you to understand what reality really is. And it does. It is. Why is there so much pain in duality? Well, it is a perception. It really does not exist. And why do you feel that pain? Well, feeling is a vibrational energy. And if you did not feel it, then you would not respond to it in the way you do. Again, propelling you forward to understand what it is you are. You create the pain. It is a deliberate process. You choose this process. In a linear thought process, it appears to be callous for this to occur within duality. It is necessary. And you choose this. You create all of the ailments and all of what your perception of bad is. Your perception of evil. None of this exists in reality. Very easily said, when you choose to live within it. And what is outside of this? What is real? Love is what is real. Source is what is real. And Source knows no other than love. No other does not recognize pain. Does not recognize evil, has no awareness of this. You find that hard to understand. But in reality, it is. You are Source experiencing self. This is what you are. You are one. You are all. As are we. The same thing. It sounds repetitive to you. It is. Because it is simple. It is not complicated. And within this space, you can understand it. This is why I say many times, to do. You do not have to do anything. You choose to do everything. It is your choice. It is your choice to create, to experience, to expand, to create physical form, as it is many entities' choices to do the same thing, many parts of souls doing the same thing, ever expanding within a time-created illusion, rapidly expanding, infinite. When in reality, one moment, I cannot make it any simpler than that. And yet, you will continue doing this until you recognize what it is you are. I have told you before, we are in nine. We know no other than nine. We are aware of source, as are you aware of source energy. And we learn more about source from your experience. In reality, we are one, the same thing. We, like you, are not learning. We are remembering. We are remembering that we are source energy. As are you. All information, all data, all and everything lie within. And you choose within a time-created illusion when to access that information. The power, as you call it, within your words, the power lies within you. The absolute power lies within you. Duality is an illusion created by you. Two is one. It is the same thing. And ego. Ego has the appearance of strength. It has the appearance of totality, of control, of dominance in every part of a physical formation. Its appearance is strength. It is not. In every part of a physical formation, it will be the part that is, has the appearance of total dominance. It is not self. It is a creation from self, formulated to allow self to experience. Self without ego is source. We have ego also. But it is easier for us to separate ego than it is for you within your time-created illusion. We recognize it, and we are able to separate it. We can call upon it if we feel we have to. Again, it is an energy, a force, a physical force within a physical world. So names and stories and worlds and universes, all physical creations from ego, from mind, from thought. And you can create anything and everything with your thoughts, with your mind. But it is all duality. It is all physical formation. A part of Source, but ultimately not Source energy. Where do you go from here? There is nowhere to go. There is no A to B journey. There is only experience. A cycle. A continual cycle. Within a single moment. Until you recognize. Until you are aware of what you are. Knowing, you must know. Faith, you have faith, and faith is knowing. All energy formation of thought, of frequency, has an origin, a beginning of formation within a physical world. You must recognize and establish the origin of this formation within your ego. Because as it travels through your time-created illusion, it will consistently change from one form of energy to another. It will dilute. It is important for you to recognize its origin. By recognizing its origin, you will understand more self. By recognizing its interjection, its point, its position, you will understand more what it is you are. Here, within this space, is the origin of energy, the beginning of the formation of energy. this. Recognition is a linear thought process. To allow you to understand more. Consciousness, self. I will repeat to you again. If you did not feel the energy or the frequency of pain in the way that you feel it, you would not react in the way that you react to it. If you did not feel it, this is why it is necessary for you to feel it in the way that you feel it. It is not punishment. It is not pain in the way you interpret it. It is guiding you to a position, to a point of understanding what it is you are. Clear now.